Good morning, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Inside Austin, and I'm your host, Joseph Dane. This morning, we have some guests from the Raven Grove Foundation for Healing in the studios with us to talk about the organization. We have Clinical Director Karen Hutchins and Executive Director Gary Starnes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing good.
Why don't you tell us just a bit about Raven's Grove?
Well, Raven's Grove was originally established as a way to support a project that we have that's called the Returning Warriors Program. The Returning Warriors Program was developed as a way of helping veterans who have returned from war who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, to get back into their families, back into the community, and have less difficulty with everyday life. So the foundation, as a not-for-profit organization, was established to help in a number of ways, including providing funding for the program, but also scholarships for soldiers who returned who would like to participate in the program but simply can't afford it, even though the cost is relatively low.
How did the organization come about? How did y'all get together and decide that this was something that the community definitely needed?
It was actually a very interesting story. I read an article in a publication probably a little more than a year ago that pointed out that the soldiers who are returning from the Middle East are suffering from disorders that make it difficult for them to get back into the community, and they suffer a great deal. Some report, for example, that they don't remember who they were before they went to war. The families of these soldiers are also somewhat traumatized because their behavior is sometimes dangerous and unpredictable. The community has difficulty getting them back in to be productive and so on. But it occurred to me as I was reading through there that it didn't really have to be that way. People have been going to war now for thousands of years, and although the trauma that is being experienced these days is much greater than in the past, there have been ways that warriors have been returned to their communities and to their tribes effectively. So at that point, I went and visited with Karen, who's a good friend and colleague of mine, and said, you know, I think we can put something together that would help in a different way, one that's actually working as opposed to the treatment modalities that are being tried at this time.
Very interesting. And let's get some background information on post-traumatic stress disorder. Karen, I know you probably have extensive knowledge on this.
I've been working with post-traumatic stress disorder for about 30 years, mostly with people who've had childhood abuse, childhood trauma, but also with secondary post-traumatic stress disorder of children of World War II veterans, and have been doing this work for so many years. And then in the last about 8 years, I've been combining non-traditional techniques with it and finding that works better. What's been interesting is in the last 4 years, we were traditionally trained to do cognitive or talk therapy with post-traumatic stress disorder. And in the last few years, even the eminent psychiatrists are saying that doesn't work. PTSD is very much post-traumatic. It's after the trauma. Because during the trauma, people go into numbness, they go into freeze, they go into shutdown so that they can get through it. And then afterwards, they have hypervigilance, they have anger issues, a lot of crying, depression, extreme anxiety that continues on, goes into their sleep. It's a 24/7 ongoing issue of symptoms that come up in different ways, and it's uncomfortable. Post-traumatic stress disorder is very prevalent and is underdiagnosed in this nation. Childhood trauma, the Katrina victims are surely suffering and are right now.
Okay.
We're getting an onrush of those in the mental health system. The harsh part of this is that Texas is 49th in the nation for mental health services. That's one of the reasons we feel that this is important to do something about.
So we talked about the traditional ways of handling it, talk therapy. What exactly is the Returning Warrior Program, and how does it address and approach the problem?
Gary and I have been working on an individual basis, working with people with non-traditional techniques, particularly shamanic techniques, mm-hmm. which are from the ancient tribes, letting go of the warrior spirit, which would include the anger, and letting go of that fighting energy and fighting spirit through fire ceremonies, water ceremonies. So we have those kinds of things. We're also doing things like soul retrieval, which is a shamanic. When you have something traumatic happen, part of you leaves. In psychology, we call that disassociation. So we're trying some techniques that have worked for thousands of years. In the ancient times, warriors would be kept away from their tribe until they had let go of these things. So we're using those ancient techniques. And I've been using those techniques individual with my clients for the last 7 or 8 years. Find them very effective.
What we've basically done is take a number of techniques that Karen has talked about and put them into a one-week retreat. The next one that's going to come up will be April 23rd through the 28th. And during this time, we'll be showing the participants these kinds of activities, teaching them how to do it themselves so that they can take that into their families. Ideally, in indigenous times, it would be about a month that the warriors would be kept separate from the community. That doesn't happen in our culture in any way at all. So the best we can do at this point is to take about a week, and that's the reason for that week-long retreat. Also, one of the issues is that a number of soldiers who are suffering from PTSD either don't recognize it or can't bring themselves to admit it. The assumption is that you're tough and you can handle it, and all they have to do is put you back into your original situation and you'll be fine. And some simply don't remember who they were before. There was a story of a soldier who called his father, who was also a Vietnam vet and from Bosnia, I believe it was, after the second tour, and said, "You know, Dad, I don't know if I can come home. I don't remember who I am."
And speaking of some symptoms, what exactly can people pick up on that might give them some sort of idea?
Hypervigilance, which is always being in a flight or fight mode, constantly on alert, jumpy. That carries into anxiety, unexpected noises, insomnia. The hypervigilance doesn't just stay during the daytime, but it's also at nighttime. And so it goes to insomnia and sleep deprivation, and we all know what sleep deprivation does. The hypervigilant leads to anxiety. That also segues into a lot of unexplained anger, unexpressed anger, or bursts of anger. Those who internalize that anger then may become severely depressed, suicidal, hopeless feeling, helpless feeling. There's a lot of nightmares, night terrors, waking up screaming, waking up flailing around. The divorce rate with the returning soldiers right now, both men and women, is 50%. That's very, very high within the first 6 months.
Even if you tend to get over some of the more traumatic experiences of it, it seems like it still eats away at your life.
PTSD is one of those things that never goes away, but what you learn to do over the years is where you learn to live with the symptoms and you heal the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our goal. The other part of PTSD is disassociating, not feeling real and not being present. We call it disassociating or kind of being out of our bodies. I talked about anger, but a lot of rage, because when you're talking about being in the killing mode or the warrior mode one day, what do you do with that energy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that awareness and that hypervigilance? And so one of the things that we'll be working with is teaching them how to deal with anger.
So in terms of recovery rate, how does contemporary shamanism compare to the talk therapy method of dealing with it?
What I can say is, as a psychotherapist who's been doing trauma for the last 30 years, I've been using shamanic techniques the last 7. The recovery rate is much higher. From the clinical standpoint, one of the things that we found been really useful is for people just to call and ask about PTSD. We have a checklist on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and we've already been told that that triggers a lot of things. People are starting to realize. Sometimes talking about those symptoms brings them up after somebody's been hiding it and stuffing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we would rather see them out than stuffed inside. Because on the long-term effect, when you're talking about on a physiological basis, the adrenal system is constantly alert 24/7. That affects the physiology, and people end up with chronic fatigue syndrome. They end up with fibromyalgia, a lot of illnesses.
One of the things, too, that's important to point out is that the approach that we're using covers more than just talking, which is all mental. The techniques that we use also affect people at the emotional level, the physical level, and the spiritual level, which combines the approach into a more holistic organization. So the retreat and the experiences that they're going to have during that week will affect them at all 4 levels. That's how it was set up. Karen was talking about the fire ceremony. There's also sort of a ritual burial ceremony, which is not really a burial, but it is a way of taking something that the person is ready to give up or give back and literally burying it in the earth so that it stays there, as opposed to carrying it around.
And these are some of the ceremonies that take place at the retreat?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us a little bit more about the retreat and how people can get involved in it if they want to be a part of it.
A good way would be to go to the returningwarriors.com website. There's information there about the program itself, the elements that we'll be going over and experiencing during that week. There is a registration form that people can download, and fill out and send in. That includes the checklist that Karen was talking about earlier. The checklist is also there just for people to take a look at and familiarize themselves with some of the symptoms of PTSD and see how many of them that they may actually be experiencing themselves. They can call. We'll be glad to talk to them. One of the things that we're hoping will come from getting the word out is to let people know that it is a real problem. It's a real challenge. And that there are sources and resources available to help with that, to raise awareness of the community that it is a challenge. It's not very well covered in the mainstream media, and it is important.
So for more information on the retreat and the program, again, the website is www.returningwarriors.com. And then for more information on Raven Grove's organization itself and to donate, volunteer, whatnot, that website is www.ravensgrovefoundation.org. Karen, Gary, I want to thank y'all both for coming in and speaking this morning. I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joseph.